Greetings, and thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. Welcome to the next installment of our study in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. I will now read the word of the Lord. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And thus we have the introductory comments of the book of Proverbs. As we saw in our last installment, it is King Solomon who authored this grand book. And here we read in verses 2 and 3, the purpose statement or the mission statement of the book. Why was this written and compiled? How does it benefit us today? And that is so we might know wisdom and instruction, that we might have understanding in righteousness, justice, and equity, so that we might live well according to God's precepts. And then in verses 4, 5, and 6, we have an overview of sorts. To whom is the book written? And it is written to the simple, to the youthful, to the wise. Essentially, we could say it is written that all men might benefit from its teachings. And then we come to verse 7, the foundational verse to the entire book. It is as though we have walked up onto the porch of a grand mansion, and verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction, is the door opening to us of the rest of the contents of this book. There is such significance here for many reasons, and this concept is not new regarding the fear of the Lord as the beginning of knowledge or wisdom or understanding. Long before the days of Solomon, a wise man by the name of Job wrote, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding." That's Job chapter 28, verse 28. Later on in the book of Proverbs, Solomon will word it this way, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death." That's Proverbs 14:27. In the Psalms, we read the psalmist saying, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding." Psalm 111, verse 10. And the Apostle Paul in the New Testament gives great insight when he says that it is in Jesus Christ alone that are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. And so we see a broad biblical perspective that the fear of the Lord, the very basis for Christian understanding, Christian theology, is rooted in, grounded upon, the foundation of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Divine Son. Remember, in Jesus is hidden all treasure of wisdom and knowledge. So when we consider the fear of the Lord being the beginning of knowledge, we have to see it like a foundation. Jesus used an illustration in the Sermon on the Mount of a foundation that is made of rock versus the foundation that is made of sand. And when the storms came against the house built upon the rock, it stood firm. Why? Because it had a solid foundation. And yet when the storms came against the house that sat upon the sand, it was destroyed, and great was its destruction. Well, the fear of the Lord is that solid foundation. We must understand that all Christianity is God-centered. He is central. The awesome God, the unique God, the only true God. He sits enthroned in the heavens. He is holy. He is just. He is merciful. He is mighty. He can do all things, and he is everywhere present at the same time. He operates outside of time and is an eternal being who never had a beginning, who never has an end. He doesn't even need sleep or rest. He is all powerful. When we consider God in all of his majesty and glory, when we see that with the right kind of glasses on, and we see it clearly, we have no choice but to fear the Lord, to reverence him, to respect him, to humbly submit before him. We are needy beggars. We are created beings. He is one who has no need and who created all things by his power. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of knowledge, of understanding. If you remove God from the equation, you have no basis for knowledge or wisdom or understanding. God is central. That is what we see in these opening verses. Again, the door to the house of the rest of the book of Proverbs. I hope you enjoyed the study today, and we will pick back up in verse 8 next time.